I heard the Lord talk to another young minister. He wanted so much to preach. He's been writing me. He wants to go to Germany with me. I couldn't use him, and the Lord couldn't use him at all, because 25 years ago the Lord talked to that man. He was in a faith home. And as people do in the faith home is like other homes. They're homes that we love the most and where we grumble the most. We like to put mottos on the wall. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. And we feel sort of elated because we're overcomers. And the Lord spoke to that fellow. He wanted to preach so badly. And God said, you know what's the matter with you? You like to preach. You want to tell others what to do. But you don't like to wash dishes. Well, what man, especially German man, likes to wash dishes? Well, that's a disgrace. I thought today, my, what a wonderful change this is. You know, our ministers look much more sedate now behind this wall and behind this pulpit. I can see the point of wearing a dog collar and a black robe. Really, it makes people feel kind of, are you the Bishop of Rochester? Boy. They look so, especially when they close their eyes and look spiritual. Well, that's what this fellow wanted to do, and he knew how to do it. He was built for the ministry. But he didn't like to wash dishes. Well, what is that? Preacher doesn't have to wash dishes. But God Almighty spoke to him. I knew it was God. God used the lips of a minister, yes, but it was God that spoke to this minister. He says, I'm not going to take you on until you go back to that kitchen and wash dishes until you like it. Isn't that a strange word? Isn't that a strange school of theology? God says, I'll never make a preacher out of you until you get back to that kitchen and wash dishes until you like to do it. Why was that? Why? Because there was a devil in that fellow's heart, a devil of pride, an ambition to be a preacher. And I tell you, unless God makes a preacher out of me, I will come up in that day of judgment and I'll be disgraced before Almighty God.